Today's all-volunteer armed forces, soldiers enlist, knowing they are most likely headed to war. But it's often the case their families are drafted as well. Overwhelmed with emotions, as they try to hold down the fort at home, hoping and praying they will return safely. They are their children. They are their babies.
Mother had a son, but the baby's gone. He grew up, moved along, sudden changes on. He's a military man, off the basic training on the military base where he'll be facing all the other babies with the buzz cut. Fresh out of high school, lifting weights daily to get cut up, trying to pump up and get buff, but that doesn't matter on the battlefield where guns bust. Young and dumb, they can't imagine what'll come of their life, so they get drafted and become someone like the heroes that they see on the screen. On the screen, they don't show you the scene as it's seen through the eyes of a teen, barely sprouted from a seed. The area between his ears is clouded, and it seems that he's got a lot of dreams, so he should be doing a lot of things, but he's following the patriotic theme.
You know, when I said goodbye to my son, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna ever see them again when they leave, but that's tough, you know. And I always tell them, you know, I hope I see you again.
It's a feeling that only some mothers can understand. Waiting and worrying here at home as your child risks their lives overseas.
This is the hardest thing that I've ever had to go through.
Mother had a son, but the baby shipped off to Iraq with nobody to babysit. In the middle of the desert, is his body made for this? It's hotter than the sun itself, with no shade to stay up in. Paranoid that any minute snipers could be spraying him. He can't see cause the sand's in his eyes. Back home, his mom holds a head in her hands as she cries, imagining what could happen. After all, there's a whole army trying to put a cap into him, y'all. She's thinking back to when he crawled, now he's crawling through the sand after incoming calls, dodging bombs and can't accept incoming calls. So mom's wondering from the fall, winter, spring, summer, is he dead or alive? If he survives, will he ever be the same? Then she sighs and gives a kiss to his picture on the wall. He's in the war, but she's the victim of it all.
It gets me aggravated sometimes when people are like, oh, where's he going now? They should be coming home. That's what the president's saying. We're coming home now. My personal mother's favorite. Jealous, call me selfish. I lost one child I can't afford to lose two. I wish that everybody was coming home.
Mother had a son and he's back from Iraq, but he seems different, he acts numb. He lacks some personality traits he had before, contributing to the fatality rate. Now it's difficult for him to do things that seemed simple as a kid. He became a man on the battlefield and did things that he wished he never did. So he sits up in the crib, sipping liquor to forget, getting bombed to forget the bombs, getting tanked to forget the tanks, getting hammered trying to fix some things, getting twisted just to get it straight. His mother hoped he'd have a different fate. Signing those papers made him give away a normal life in exchange for a life filled with memories that are sorta like a horror or a tragedy. Starving him and all the other soldiers fighting savagely. Mother's baby's gone, so sad
when
to me.
When I was 19, I saw this National Guard commercial where this National Guardsman is driving a tank and the tank jumps over a berm. And when I enlisted, I went into tanks and I realized that if you did that with a tank, the tank would break. You see this on the commercial, and then at the end of the commercial, it says you could still be home in time for dinner, and they show the guy eating dinner with his family. So, but you didn't really think of that when you sent them to Iraq. He's not going to be home in time for dinner.